May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You are blessed. You, yes, you sitting right there in the pew, you are blessed. Are you feeling poor in spirit this morning? Maybe not quite as devout or as pious as you had hoped? Well, you are blessed. Yours is the kingdom of heaven. Are you yourself mourning this morning? Are you grieving or missing someone who's been gone 10 days or 10 months or 10 years? You are blessed. You will be comforted. Are you meek, hesitant, unsure, lacking confidence? You are blessed. You will inherit the earth. Do you hunger or thirst for righteousness? Are you longing for wrongs to be made right? You are blessed. You will be filled. Are you merciful? You are blessed. You will receive mercy. Pure in heart, you are blessed. You will see God. Do you make peace? You are blessed. You will be known as children of God. Have you been persecuted or put down? Have you been spoken badly of for your faith? You are blessed. Yours is the kingdom of heaven. You are blessed. The Beatitudes, as we call them, this long list of blessings in Matthew's gospel, are a bit more expansive than when he makes the same list Gospel of Luke. They're more inclusive. They do speak of remarkable people, yes, but chances are that all of us gathered here this morning, at one or another time in our lives, even if not right at this moment, that all of us would fit into a few of these categories. We all have times of mourning in our life. We are all poor in spirit from time to time. At our best, we all have moments of mercy or peacemaking. In the Beatitudes, Jesus assures us that, yes, we are blessed. We are blessed by God. And the blessing isn't so much saying that our sufferings or our hungers don't matter. Instead, Jesus wants us to know that in spite of our hungers or our needs or our sufferings, we are blessed by God. This that we read today is the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, a sermon which we'll read from over the next several weeks. And this sermon is the first act of Jesus' public ministry in the Gospel of Matthew. It's the first thing that he does in front of the crowds is to teach them this lesson. The disciples need to hear these blessings out front. They need to hear and listen to and understand these blessings first. They are going to need the blessing to get through all the things that are to come for them. They're going to need to hold to that blessing in the tough times. We need to hear these blessings too. We need to hear them, listen to them, take them in. Because we too need to hear that we are blessed first. Because this blessing is not just for the sake of joy, though it might be joyful. This blessing is for the sake of getting through what will be next. We are blessed so that we can get through the tough times. We are blessed so that we can get through the tough parts of life. When we feel spiritually dry or unmotivated or doubtful, or when grief weighs us down, when we are judged or rejected by family or left by our friends, when our efforts to make peace or reconcile or forgive only seem to lead to more pain. The tough part today for me, at least, is that I have to stand up here in front of our church, and I can't just stop with telling you that I'm blessed. Blessing people and reminding them that they're blessed has to be one of the coolest parts of the day. away a biblical decision. That the actions of our president and our country are in fact in direct contradiction with one of the most often repeated teachings of our Bible. That we are to welcome and care for the stranger in our midst. That's a tough part for me today, because I know some members of our congregation and community would disagree. It's tough because it's more pleasant to think about other things, right? It's tough because I want to stop with the blessing. But we can't just stop with the blessing. The blessing is there to get us through the tough times. The prophet Micah, who we read from today, knew quite a bit about tough times. He lived in a time when all the nations around him were falling to foreign empires. Refugees fled into his nation of Judah, fleeing from violence and terror of destruction and death. His own hometown on the coast would have been one of the first cities to fall when Judah was eventually invaded too. Micah is called to speak to the people and to those in power and to tell them about the terrible things that are to come. That is not a very popular job to have. Micah might well become one of those that Jesus says are persecuted for righteousness' sake. In our reading from the words of Micah today, the people are actually complaining against Yahweh, their God. They're complaining that God hasn't held up his end of the bargain by protecting them. But God defends her actions. She reminds them of the times when God brought them through trials time and again, and helps the people to see clearly what they've done wrong. The people are left to wonder what they might offer to God to make up for their mistakes. Would thousands and thousands of rams be enough? Or 10,000 rivers of oil? How about their firstborn child? Would that be enough to make up for what they've done? In the end, walk humbly with your God. Today in our service, as we mentioned, we will do a lot of blessing. We'll bless our church council members as they begin another year in service together. We will bless Joe as he leaves our congregation for new opportunities. We will bless our communion ministers as they go to bring the bread and wine from this table to those who are ill or lame down. We do hope that all of these people will find joy in what we bless them to do, but there will be tough times too. Our council will likely have to make some tough decisions in the coming year, decisions that we don't even know about yet. Joe will face the challenges of taking on a new job in a new community. Our communion ministers never know what they will face when they walk into the hospital room, or the living room, or the rehab facility. And that is why we bless them. And that is why I think we all need a blessing today. To be reminded that as we go out to face the tough parts of life, that we are blessed. To be reminded as we strive